You can identify triggers. Once you get to know your kids and you've built that relationship, most of the time it's because of an assignment that they just don't understand. They're not going to raise their hand and say, this is hard, I can't do this. They will sit there and struggle through it or get upset. They don't want their classmates to think, oh, you know, she's dumb. But once you build that relationship with your students, you get to know them, you know when something triggering is going on. So you just have to be very vigilant and watching your students and the body language, just slumped in the chair, heads back, heads down. They're doodling with stuff. It's avoidance. They're trying to avoid whatever it is that you've given them to do. As a gen ed teacher, what you can do ahead of time is if you know that this hard assignment is going to be a trigger for Johnny, maybe you're just going to put one of those hard math problems on the sheet instead of Johnny seeing the sheet with 10 problems. You can have a cheat sheet posted in front of your classroom. These are the steps to solve this type of problem so that when Johnny is working, he can look up, he can see those steps posted for him. Maybe there's a cheat sheet that he can keep on his desk in his folder that he can use to help him figure out these problems. You try to do anything to lessen the trigger factor. You just try to find what works for that student and you plan for it ahead of time. It's all about getting to know Johnny and know what his triggers are. What can I do ahead of time to help lessen that trigger for Johnny?